This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. President-elect Donald Trump announced Tuesday that he wants Ron Johnson to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. But it's not our Ron Johnson. Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson took to X last night to weigh in on the confusion and remind us that it's a common name. He said, quote, "I never played in the NFL, I wasn't the CEO of JCPenney, and I haven't been nominated to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. There are a few of us Ron Johnsons out there." End quote. The Ron Johnson Trump appointed was the U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during Trump's first term in office. An urgent issue faces farmers when they meet in Wisconsin Dells this weekend. If Congress doesn't pass an extension of the expired farm bill soon, outdated laws go into effect. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden explains.
We really need to make sure that the farm bill is there so that, number one, farmers have protection, but number two, consumers have protection too. And without it, we're both in trouble because people simply won't be able to afford to eat.
Von Ruden says going back to the old 1930s laws doesn't work in today's economy. For one example, farmers would be paid a set amount, but consumers would pay twice as much as the current price. He believes everyone will be hurt without any movement on the farm bill. A man who allegedly faked his own death and went to Eastern Europe now faces a charge of obstructing an officer. 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart appeared in court Wednesday afternoon, where a judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The criminal complaint said after faking his drowning death in Green Lake, Borgwart took an e-bike to Madison, where he hopped a bus to Canada and from there flew to Europe. Green Lake County is seeking $35,000 to $40,000 in restitution for wasting the county's time and resources in searching for him. Across the state, school districts and families are trying to find solutions to book bans. The latest fight is in southeast Wisconsin. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Debate continues in Menominee Falls over the banning of a kindergarten book featuring same-sex parents. A family is calling on the state to overrule the local school district's decision. The couple is pushing for the return of Love Makes a Family to the elementary school library. The district says discussions about same-sex couples are part of their curriculum in the third grade. The state DPI has been asked to intervene.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. With freezing temperatures just starting to show up, some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. It's time for the annual holiday traffic safety campaign, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. The Brown, Outagamie, and Winnebago County Sheriff's Offices are joining law enforcement agencies from across the state on this holiday campaign. Melissa Kay has more.
From December 11th through New Year's Day, officers will patrol in greater numbers for longer hours, watching for impaired drivers. Last year in Wisconsin alone, there were over 5,900 alcohol-related crashes that resulted in 159 deaths. This campaign is about saving lives and preventing needless tragedies during the holiday season. If you plan to celebrate this holiday season, identify a sober, designated driver or find a safe alternate way home. If you encounter a suspected impaired driver, call 911 and provide as much detail as possible on the driver, vehicle, and location.
A Nina man accused of stabbing his brother 18 times was convicted in Winnebago County Court Wednesday. 27-year-old Darnell McCauley pleaded no contest to charges of aggravated battery and second-degree recklessly endangering safety. He was originally charged with attempted homicide. The case stemmed from a December 18, 2023 incident at a Nina home. Sentencing is set for February 27th. A 30-year-old Oshkosh woman was charged with second-degree reckless injury and bail jumping after the car she allegedly was driving crashed into a house in Grand Chute Monday. The criminal complaint says Andy Anthony and a male passenger hid in a shed after the accident. At the crash scene, police found drug paraphernalia and cash that had fallen out of the car. Anthony has an open case in Fond du Lac County for cocaine possession. In this case, the judge has set a $25,000 cash bond, and her next court appearance is January 16. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens Garden of Lights holiday exhibit will be closed tonight due to the forecasted frigid temperatures. Today is expected to be sunny, but very cold, with a high of 10 and wind chills dropping well below zero. The Garden of Lights will reopen as usual on Friday. Santa, Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach, Brown County staff, and the students from Sybil Hopps School held the first in-person holiday tree decorating and caroling celebration in Brown County since the COVID-19 pandemic. The tree is decorated with ornaments made by the students. Sybil Hopps is a public school founded by Brown County that provides educational programs for children with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing, so we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you decide to watch a movie in between Christmas shopping sprees, here are some options opening this weekend in your local theaters. The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, opens wide December 13th. The animated fantasy adventure film is set almost 200 years before the live-action Lord of the Rings trilogy begins. The reviews are mostly favorable. Also opening wide is Kraven the Hunter, an action-adventure film starring Russell Crowe and potential new James Bond actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson. Tread cautiously with this one, as there are no reviews in yet. Nickel Boys is a story about two young African-American kids in a reform school in Florida. The film opens with a limited run, but has excellent reviews and drew a Best Pick nomination from the Golden Globes. Pamela Anderson has a film opening that Tommy Lee is not in called The Last Showgirl. All kidding aside, the film is about, you guessed it, a showgirl dealing with life after a 30-year run in Vegas. It's gotten very good reviews and critics are raving about Anderson's performance. Let's go to the movies. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25%. Of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and cold today, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to around 10 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 10 to 20, down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, one below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, with some rain and snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.